Mali is one of the most musically rich countries in West Africa, and Salif Keita is one of the first Malian singers to reach an international audience. Keita is one of the pioneers of world music. The golden voice of Mali, as he's known, is a superstar in his native country. He spent years experimenting with different kinds of music, and his new album is yet another departure. Some critics are calling it the best of his career, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Salif Keita is a restless musician. Most of his music is for dancing. His soaring vocals are usually backed by a mix of African and modern instruments and styles. One of the first albums that brought him international acclaim was the 1987 Sorrow. Since Sorrow, Keita has worked with jazz fusion pioneer Joe Zawinul, rock guitarist Vernon Reed, and he even produced an album devoted to chanson française.
Yeah, that's the thing about Salif. He never likes to do the same thing twice.
Sean Barlow, executive producer of Public Radio's Afropop Worldwide, has known Salif Keita for 15 years. He says Keita doesn't like to repeat himself, nor does he like to rush.
He's not the most prolific artist in the world, and when he does come out with a new album, it tends to be a major new direction for him. And when he comes to the U.S. to perform, oftentimes he'll bring a new band. So he's a guy who doesn't find a formula and stick with it, but he likes to try new things.
New, in the case of his latest album, means a return to the source, to the traditional Malian music he heard growing up. Until now, Keita's trademark has been to mix African rhythms with electronics and heavy instrumentation. His new album is almost entirely acoustic. Some critics say this is the music Salif Keita should have been making all along. But at 53, Salif Keita says he wasn't ready to return to his roots until now.
I did music outside my country just for experience. I never think that I'm gonna stay doing music without my music, without my roots music. For me, the experience is the instrument. You can use it when you need it.
Salif Keita recently moved to Bamako, the capital of Mali, after living and working in Paris for 16 years. One of the first things he did was open a club there.
I think if I stay in Mali, I should have something to do.
The club does more than just give Salif Keita something to do. It's become a showcase for local musicians. Since there's not much of a recording industry in Mali, most musicians need to leave the country in order to make a living. Keita says now that he's reached a level of success internationally, he's ready to help the business in Mali. He invited several young Malian musicians to play on his new album, giving them a huge boost, says Sean Barlow.
To play with Salif Keita is a great honor for any musician. And Salif, to his credit, chose some excellent young musicians to perform with him on this album. So Salif has done a great thing by bringing these young players to the fore and touring with them. Again, you know, he's gone back to the source of the fantastic culture that Mali has, always will have.
The rich culture that Keita grew up in was also complicated. Salif Keita is a direct descendant of the Prince Sunjata Keita, who helped unite Mali in the 14th century. But he was also born an albino. Albinos lack a vital pigment, resulting in an intolerance to the sun and impaired eyesight. In Africa, many consider this condition an evil curse. Keita says he was shunned as a kid. Even his own father was ashamed of him and barely spoke his name. Keita says the emotional pain of his childhood has almost healed. To help others with the condition, he founded the organization SOS Albino.
We don't want just meet people who are albinos. We want to meet their family too. And we want to know exactly why people come albinos. We need a doctor to do that. We need a hospital because people refuse to take care of them. I don't know why, because they are a person like everybody. So if they have problem, they come to me. I have to find a way to help them, and it's not easy.
Salif Keita is often outspoken about politics, civil rights, the environment, and his music often reflects that tension. But he says this time he has something different to say.
This time I make people feeling more quiet. This is to reflection. It's not for dance, it's just for listening and thinking.
Salif Keita and a new group of Malian musicians and singers begin a North American tour later this week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington. Alina.